Yes, indeedy. Way back in the time with the great sound, so Take That and Back for Good. That's right, we're playing the greatest British music for the last 25 years. Coming up for your delectation this morning, bit of Catch a Goo Goo. But let's rock it at 7 o'clock with Mike Oldfield.
The Chris Moyle Show, National Radio 1.
Mike Oldfield. Can we have Mike Oldfield?
Moonlight Shadow.
Yep.
Is he British?
No.
Right.
We could have Mike and the Mechanics, though, couldn't we?
No.
They're British.
Yeah, they are British. Yeah, you could. No Mr. Mister.
No. No Kyrie.
No. We could have Musical Ute.
Mm-hmm.
That's the Australian tribute band to Musical Ute.
We could have T'Pau.
Yeah, you could have T'Pau. But you know what we've got, Dave? We've got better music than that. Oh, what? Yes, oh, yes.
Like what?
Here's a song that you haven't heard for ages. Franz Ferdinand, Dave.
And they're British too.
That's right.
So if you're lonely,
morning, everybody.
You know I'm here waiting for you. I'm just a crosshair. I'm just a shot away from you.
I thought for a change we'd start the show with Franz Ferdinand. I thought it was an inspired choice, Dave. Did you like that?
Oh, very much so.
Cheers. Music for the last 25 years, all British to celebrate the Brits. All morning this morning. It's going to be a great musical show. Right, Men at Work, Kylie Minogue and Midnight Oil all coming up.
Australia Day.
You see, Midnight Oil.
Yeah.
That famous... To Australians, they're very famous.
Yeah, beds are burning, of course.
That's right. To us, beds are burning.
Mm.
That's it. But we'll play a top record from Jamiroquai coming up in just a second. Let's get some news from Dominic, some sport from Carrie at 7 o'clock.
Landlords get a say if they want their bars to open around the clock.
And Colgate will be investigated by the Premier League.
Radio 1, easy.
From today, plenty of mist and fog around. It's now 3 minutes past seven.
Toothpaste companies in big trouble.
Colgate Gate. What?
Do you remember last year, the whole McLean's Middlesbrough scandal?
Mm.
It's just... Do you remember the Aquafresh 3 Leeds United debacle of 94?
Don't want to go there again, do we?
We ever. The Mighty Whites. Oh.
That's bread.
No, that was... She is a tart! That was bread.
Yeah. Mighty White, the one with the chewy grains
it's got
in.
Bits in it, yeah.
That was nice.
Do you think?
Yeah. It's nice to have bits.
I don't
want
to say that I don't like it, but...
But if you don't...
I had a sticky toffee pudding yesterday.
What are you going to say?
A stiffy toffee pudding.
Whoa.
No thanks.
The hell of a weekend.
With cream, sir.
I'm on a diet.
The detox is almost finished. as you can see by my professionally organised running order, it says here, today it's day of the Chris Moyles Detox Programme.
That's program. Because, brilliant. That's because I was writing it this morning and just got totally confused.
What day is it?
It's Monday. I don't know.
Jocelyn and myself and Alad haven't had any booze for a month.
Nearly.
Well, sorry, for 4 weeks.
It's not a month yet, is it?
It's 4 weeks today, though. Which means it's day what, Rachel?
28.
What did you just say?
28.
What did you say? 27.
No.
Yeah, that's right, love.
No.
Congratulations to Leeds United, by the way, for another stunning performance against the powerhouse that is Burnley at the weekend.
Good side.
Yeah, they are. They locked us out of the FA Cup.
I didn't see Score Interactive with Ray Stubbs on BBC One, but I reckon, didn't Dustin Hoffman get 6 out of 7? In the football predictions.
I was going to tell you later, actually.
Did he get 6 out of 7?
No, he got 5 out of 7.
5.
That's pretty good.
What did you get?
4.
What did I get?
4.
Hey.
He got beaten by Dustin Hoffman.
That's brilliant.
I just would have liked to have seen that. Let's have a look at the football predictions. this is what Dustin Hoffman reckons this week. Yeah.
He knows his stuff, Dustin.
I'm telling you. I don't know how Stelios is going to fare next week, though. So the Brits are on Wednesday night. We're going. We're working backstage. We're not getting paid. And don't get me going. Anyway, backstage at the Brits, and you'll hear all of that on Thursday morning. So to celebrate, we are playing the best of British music from the last 25 years. So basically, all our favourites.
Strawberry Switchblade.
Do you know, it's not in there today.
Really?
However, if we can find it, Dominic, for okay. you, we'll play a bit. How about that?
That was those two weird-looking women, wasn't it, with long hair and ribbons.
Mm. Anything, Kerry, from you?
Oh, I think a bit of Right Said Fred would be in order.
Again, not on today's list, but if we can find it, I won't play I'm Too Sexy. I'll quite happily play Deeply Dippy.
All right, then.
Dave?
Was Bluey's son British?
I think he was, yeah. Again,
I was
not on the list.
Some imagination.
Imagination, right. What, just an illusion?
It's all I want from you.
That one.
Right, yeah. Again, I'll try and find it for you.
Alphaville.
Yeah, all right, that'll
big
do.
Big in Japan.
I'm not sure if Alphaville were a British band, Dave. National Radio
1.
What?
I think they were.
I don't know. I don't want to get down the Alphaville British Japan debate. It's 8 minutes past seven.
Chris Miles is the DJ. Comedy Dave is his friend. Alan's in the background driving Rachel around the bend. Carrie reads sport and Dominic does the news. And then there's Joss who makes the tea and used to smell of booze.
25 great years of great music all day today.
The Chris Miles Show.
Oh, you're going to love your ride to work today.
National Radio 1.
25 years of British music on Radio 1.
They are so good live. I saw them the other week doing a little secret gig. Stereophonics, can't wait for the album. It's a new song. It's called Dakota. Do you like that?
Oh, yes, please.
All right, love.
Back to their best, I think, the Stereophonics.
Really good. Really, really good. It's quarter past seven. In fact, it's 16 minutes past seven.
Oh, yes, please.
Yes.
Oh, by the way, happy birthday yesterday to Axl Rose. 43 yesterday he was, born in 1962.
Okay, great.
Also, happy birthday for yesterday to Natalie Cole, the daughter of the great Nat King Cole. She is 55 yesterday.
Right, lovely.
And plus also, if Bob Marley was still alive, yeah. right, he would be 60 yesterday. So happy birthday to all of them, and happy birthday to you if it was your birthday yesterday.
Okay.
Yesterday's birthdays.
Thank you, Dave.
1, 2, 3, kick.
So, all day today, tomorrow and Wednesday, we are playing British music from the last 25 years. As one person on a text delightedly texted in, whoopee, at least we won't hear Eminem's Toy Soldiers for 3 days. Correct?
Maybe not.
What?
He's number one,
well,
isn't he?
We usually play the number one record, don't we, on a Monday?
He's not British.
We need to have an off-air discussion.
Okay. Let's not play it.
That was more of an on-air discussion, wasn't it?
Yeah. Stephen Maidstone. Chris, is there something you're not telling us, or did I see you at a wedding fair yesterday? I don't know what you're talking about.
Were you?
I don't know what he's talking about. I just said that.
Wedding fair? I just go to one of them once.
I saw one of the funniest drunk men I've ever seen this weekend. With a drunk girl. And drinking isn't big or indeed clever. But I'll tell that story later. Rachel also has a big announcement to make.
Apparently so.
Yep. It's very exciting.
She's getting married.
Were you at a wedding fair?
To another woman. Yeah, me and Rachel were at the wedding fair together.
Yeah. That's the announcement.
Been keeping it quiet, you know. If you were listening to Nimona earlier, you'll know about our Brit box. Aye. Basically, we've chosen British music, great British music, 25 years worth. Coming up next is a superb song. Now, Dominic and Carrie and Dave, and to a certain extent, Jocelyn. Now, Jocelyn kind of knows. But you don't know what we're playing today, do you?
No idea.
So this is hopefully... I want to keep this for the next 3 days. So when we play a record, you go, oh, I love this.
And will I love this?
I think you'll love the next record.
Okay.
But we're also going to get let you choose what we play as well. We have our Brit box. And we've got various Brit boxes. So we put you on the air. And if you get through and you go live on the air, we'll give you the Brits 25 CD, compilation CD, featuring lots of nominees from the Brits over the last few years. 25, in fact. And then we'll open up one of the Brit boxes, and then we'll play you choruses of lots of great British music. When you hear the chorus of a song that you love, you say something random. Namone got them to say, "I want that one."
And the fella on This Morning was a Scouser and sounded just like the guy of Little Britain.
So, you choose which one we play. As soon as you hear the chorus, you know, "Come on, Eileen." "Oh, I want that one!" And then we play it in full, Dexter's Midnight Runners. It's not Dexter's Midnight Runners every time. That'd be ridiculous. Mm. But if you fancy having a crack at that, give us a ring now. 08700 100 100. We'll do it just before 7:30, so if you've got to get off to work or whatever, won't take up too much of your time. You get to choose a song out of a list we provide. 08700 100 100. If you want to be on choosing the first of our Brit boxes this morning, call now.
Oh, I do like this.
Thank you.
Nice choice.
See, Step On's too obvious.
Too obvious.
Loose Fit. Yeah. It was between Loose Fit and Kinky Afro. I hope you checked it. That's the clean version, Rachel.
Good morning, Ofcom.
Here we go. It's 7:20. Strap yourselves in. Love this record. For those of you who only thought the Happy Mondays were Step On, you're wrong. Kinky Afro. Beautiful. Is this the Brit box that we're going with today, Rach?
It is,
ooh,
yes.
She's just handed me a box of Brits.
Are we doing this now?
No, we're doing it in a few minutes.
Oh, right.
Relax. Don't do it.
When you want to, yeah. Do you know, I was going to complete that line and then thought it was probably best not to.
Yes. So, I got, a friend came round, Fozzie came round yesterday.
Fozzie Bear?
Yeah, that's right. No, he had clothes on. And he tried to get me on the wireless, on the internet wireless thing, so I don't have wires. And I have more wires than when I first started. How does that work?
I don't understand what you're saying.
Right, so I can surf the internet in bed, right, without a wire.
As is your wand.
Yeah, I need extra wires. And so we spent like 4 hours doing that yesterday. Doesn't actually work yet. But when it does, boy oh boy, will it be good fun. It means I'll be able to search, you know, my favourite caravan websites in bed.
Mm.
You know, last thing at night. Brilliant.
Brilliant.
I can't wait.
Brilliant.
Mm, yeah. So you're not into computers, are you?
Not really. I'm a bit of a technophobe.
I know. You're still a wow with the Atari, aren't you?
I do like Atari, yeah.
Good. Are we going to do the Britbox next?
Mm-hmm.
All right, hang on there, we'll do it next.
bbc.co.uk.
Hi, I'm actor Mackenzie Crook out of The Office. If you're bbc.co.uk/comedy.
Brit 25 on Radio 1.
Oh, yeah, baby. One of our callers tomorrow will be winning the chance to go to the Brits on Wednesday night, so make sure you phone up for the Brit Box tomorrow. Meanwhile, let's talk to today's caller. Brilliant. Well, you're on fire this morning, Rage. Hi, Scott.
Good morning, Chris.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you.
All right, whereabouts are you?
I'm up in Aberdeen.
All right, very nice. What do you do?
I'm a kitchen designer.
Really?
Yes.
Yeah, that's very nice.
Mm.
Do you know, I was admiring my kitchen only this weekend. Because, no, I'll tell you why, I'm getting a new bathroom.
Yep.
And I decided, because I did it in the kitchen, I'm going to now do it in the bathroom. I'm going to get glass tiles for the bathroom, I think.
Yeah, you just need to remember and watch those two prints when you use the tiles on them, sir.
Say again?
The two prints, one in each cheek.
Cheek prints?
Yeah.
Right.
If you're doing it in the kitchen.
Really?
Yeah.
No, I've done my glass tiling in the kitchen.
Okay.
This is now for the bathroom.
Okay.
But I was... Let's move on. So... do you know how this works, then? You get the kind of general gist of it.
Yeah, no problem.
Okay. What do we want him to say when it's a song on that he wants us to play?
Stop there.
Stop there, young man.
Yeah.
Okay. Are you all right with that,
or
Scott?
Or halt.
No,
I'm okay with either.
I think...
Stop there, young man, is what I would like you to say.
Right.
When we come to a song that you like.
Okay.
Alright. This may or may not work. I don't know. Right. You're on this BritBox. Right, so, when you hear a chorus of a song you like, you will say what, Scott?
Stop there, young man.
Right. And belt it out, you know, give it a bit of welly.
Okay.
Alright, okay. Here are your selections. BritBox. Don't choose this, it's rubbish. But it's your choice.
Seconds to flow. I got 21 seconds to go. Cause if you like me, let me know. Let me in the studio. I got 21 seconds before I got to go.
Still alive?
Yeah, I am.
No take that. Whenever you're ready.
I will. Stop there, young man.
Oh. What a choice.
Oh, it's
but
a good
it's not quite slim. I tell you what, it's just as well. The next one was rubbish. It was good. Wham! Club Tropicana.
Ah.
Here's your song. Have a good day, Scott.
Thanks.
Bye.
Bye.
Some guy texting in saying, you just forced him into a bad choice. Shut up.
What about?
It's a brilliant record. Club Tropicana was next by Wham. Retuned to Virgin in Miserable Ghetto. I thought it was good. I like that. Right here, right now, Fatboy Slim, Radio 1, 25 years of British music all day today. A brilliant record. Coming up after we get some news and some sport, it's just gone 7:32.
And the main news this morning is the plan to allow... And the weather's going to be dry but cloudy today, starting off very foggy too in the east of the UK.
Can we just say, Adrian, who's boss man of the news today, got very upset when he heard Sultans of Swing by Dire Straits in the BritBox, saying that it was 1978, therefore wasn't eligible for music from British music from the last 25 years. It was a number 8 hit in March 79. It just gets under the wire. No further questions, Your Honour.
As regular listeners will know, Monday is always A1 day here on Radio 1, and this time it's the A1 in West Yorkshire. Yeah. There are roadworks, that's northbound, between the A63 junction and the A162 Old Great North Road junction in Brotherton. Baby, one road travel, Dominic Byrne. 7:37.
A text a mate of mine this morning saying, you've got to listen to Radio 1 today. It's all British music for the last 25 years. And I've chosen most of the records that we play this morning. You'll really love it. Yeah. Just to pee on my bonfire, he texts back saying, sorry, I can't listen. I'm in Hong Kong. The Chris Moyle Show, National Radio 1. All right. Have a nice time.
But he can listen. You listen again. Or yeah, listen online.
Yeah, he can listen online, yeah. But I think he's got better things to do than sit in his hotel room downloading stuff off the internet, mind you. You know, millions of businessmen can't be wrong. So, what song did you want, Dave, on?
We talked about Bluey's Sum and Imagination. You did find it.
Yeah, man. We may play it later in full. He does that, doesn't he?
Yeah. It really is a Brit box.
Anyway. What did you want, Carrie?
I wanted a bit of Right Said Fred.
That one.
It's all here. See, it's all here. I am the Brit music man. Deeply dippy by the curve you got. There you go, right. What did you want?
Strawberry Switchblade.
Can't find it.
Really?
Yeah,
haven't got it.
Sorry. Yeah, but this is, you know, the record library at Broadcasting House is not open yet. This is just what we've got. This is our Brit collection.
That's fair enough, then.
You can have another choice.
In Excess?
Yeah, okay. Not British, Australian, generally.
Oh, yeah. The Sun Always Shines
right,
on
again,
TV.
Norwegian. Norwegian. Yeah, okay, you're losing it. It's British music, so Bluey Summer is a British artist. Right Said Fred was a British artist.
Right.
Yeah, yeah, Happy Monday is a British artist. Franz Ferdinand, British artist. British, see?
Kraftwerk?
Right. Again, you're not really getting the idea, are you?
The Chris Moyle Show, National Radio.
7:39. Love this.
Thieves keep a dealer, thieves will keep a thiever, whores will keep a whore, junkies keep scoring.
Top record, it's the Chemical Brothers and Galvanized from Radio 1. It's 7:46. Go on, Dave.
Tech says, how can you play the Chemical Brothers? They're American, and so is Q-Tip. Chemical Brothers are British.
Is that Q-Tip on that track?
I don't know.
Is it?
Yeah.
I don't know that. Chemical Brothers are not American.
British. Both of them.
Met the Chemical Brothers at Zoe Ball's wedding.
They were in the cafe next door the other day.
What were they doing? Eating their big hot dogs and hamburgers because they're so American.
Yeah. And pizza.
And their stars are white stripes, the hat.
And it's all super-sized.
Getting all excited because the Super Bowl's coming up. Oh, rubbish. Philadelphia didn't win last night.
I don't understand.
So if you taped it, you're going to watch it when you go home.
Don't understand American football. But American sport generally is rubbish, isn't it? What do you think?
A sweeping statement.
I've got to say, right, I'm quite partial to a bit of baseball and indeed basketball.
See, I think basketball is rubbish because...
No, I quite enjoy the NBA, actually.
Yeah, but if you're 8 foot tall... What's the skill in being able to just go like that?
Because there's lots of skill involved.
Basketball's dull. Baseball isn't a patch on anything.
Go
that
on,
we
say
have.
It.
Hey?
Say it.
What?
It's rounders for men.
I wasn't going to say that.
Right, okay.
But generally, the Americans aren't very good at sport. In my opinion.
Well, obviously.
You know?
If you're listening in America, be it live or on Listen Again, why not email Dave to his home personal account, which is Trevor Vitti at...
Are you saying they're not very good at sport in general?
No, actually, that came out wrong.
I was going to say, what about, like, the athletics and the Olympics? They always win everything.
Yeah, granted, they are good at that. What I meant is that their sport...
Yeah, oh, yeah, no, what days of it, yeah. Okay, they can run, but, you know, really, what do they like with a ball?
Their national sports, by and large, aren't a patch on ours. In my opinion.
Somebody just texted in, are the Chemical Brothers and the calf next door? Someone going, pizza? Surely that would make them Italian.
Yeah. Very true.
There is some debate on that, though, isn't there?
Yeah, all right, well, yeah.
But you can buy pizza in America.
You can buy black pudding in America. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, but pizza's more popular.
You can buy Lucky Charms in America as well. It's a breakfast cereal.
Yes, I know.
With a slightly racist leprechaun advertising them saying, have you seen me Lucky Charms?
Rachel knows about this. Doesn't your cousin live in America?
She does.
Oh, God, don't get going about that.
Morning, Katie.
God's sake.
She'll be listening on Listen
I thought
again.
You hated Katie ever since she moved to the middle of nowhere from the beautiful Santa Monica, therefore ruining your holidays to
no,
the Sunshine
I'm
State.
Going to, I'm going to
which
see
is actually
soon.
Florida. Yeah. I'm in California.
No, she's moved to Atlanta now.
Yeah, which
middle
rubbish.
Of nowhere, isn't it?
It's not the middle of nowhere.
Rubbish.
I'm looking forward to it.
Where would you rather be, Georgia or California? It's a no-brainer, as they would say.
I'd rather be spending quality time with my cousin.
Right. Liar, you want a tan. How come you never go out when it's cold? You only go when it's sunny.
That's what I said. How hot is it in April?
Yeah. Hot enough.
But they do have spray tan places.
Have you ever been to a spray tan place?
No, but I might do. soon.
These have cost you a fortune.
Oi!
No, because it's expensive.
That's so rude.
Although the where you stand up in a
yeah,
booth.
And they're like... And then you come out looking orange.
With a white head.
No, what?
Somebody says, after the rugby, how can Dave say that we're good at sport? Oh, well, you know, I'll take it, you're not Welsh then, but I think you'll find that the Leeds Rhinos had a fantastic game on Friday night. Thank you very much. Well done to the Rhinos. Seriously, I wish I'd got into rugby before the Rhinos had, you know, won everything. I had an opportunity, but I just thought... They were doing well at that point. I thought, I'm jumping on a bandwagon a little bit. Plus, I don't really understand the rules of rugby. I enjoy watching it. I don't really understand it. In the same way, if I'm really truthfully honest, I love watching basketball. But I don't really understand the rules. I mean, I know it's...
Like netball, isn't it?
All you've got to do is score more than them.
Oh, yeah?
I think there's a bit more to it.
Played by 8-foot people.
I think you two are too short to play basketball.
I think we are. I think that's a fair point.
Anyway. 25 years of British music, playing it all day today, tomorrow and Wednesday. Tomorrow, you could win on this show tickets to go to the Brits. If you've always wanted to go, and it is a very, very surreal, brilliant night out. Listen tomorrow morning for your chance to go to the Brits. Next, another top British record.
25 years of music on Radio 1.
Only on Sky Sports 1. 7:52. Monday morning, Radio 1, Republica. For a while, we knew the lead singer of Republica.
Saffron.
Yeah. Morning to you if you were in the band. Hi. And indeed to you, Saffron. Right, 5 to 8. So, we're playing nothing but British music from the last 25 years, for the next 3 days. We normally play the UK's number one single at this point, which is Eminem and Light Toe Soldiers. Not very British. However, number one in the album chart, Dave.
I see what you're doing here, bending it round to suit our show.
Mm-hmm. Is Athlete with a Tourist album.
Which is fantastic, the album,
if
by the way.
If you missed when they performed on Joe Wiley's show, you have to listen to this. Their live version of Wires.
You got wires going in. You got wires coming out of your skin. You got tears making tracks. I got tears that are scared of defects. Running down corridors through automatic doors. Got to get to you. To see this new, I see hope is new. In a plastic box, I've seen Christmas lights reflecting your eyes. Skin, there's dry blood on your wrist. Your dry blood on my fingertip. Running down corridors through automatic doors. Got to get to you. Got to see this. First night of your life, curled up on your own. see hope is here in a plastic box. I've seen Christmas lights reflecting your eyes down corridors, through automatic doors. Got to get to you, got to see this.
Oh, there you go. That's a nice abrupt end. Beautiful. Athlete and Wires from the Live Lounge of Joe Wiley. Nikki, thanks for the text. Athlete aren't British. They're from darkest Peru. I didn't realise that. I'm sorry. Also to the person who says, come on, let's wake everyone up a bit. Play the Beach Boys. Again, not British, you know? You've got to... we're playing nothing but British music, all right? So just... calm yourselves down, all right? I'll play Meatloaf in a second and Bon Jovi, so stand by for that. I'm joking. Well, we're not playing Bon Jovi. Another great British track coming up. An old classic and a brand new song. After we get some news and sport with Dominic and Carrie, it's 8 o'clock.
Pubs and bars start applying for 24-hour licences.
And Chelsea's tap-up on coal will be investigated.
Radio 1. It's now 4 minutes past eight.
Cracking picture in the Sun newspaper today of Liam Gallagher, who I love. He's a god. He's a hero. He's one of the best rock and roll frontmen of our time. Picture in the paper with SpongeBob SquarePants. at the movie premiere the other night. Brilliant. Oh, dear. Liam. We're talking about love SpongeBob. Yeah, but you know what I mean. Have you come up with another choice of a British artist to play? We have Dave's, we have Carrie's. What have you got, Dom?
Me, sorry. What about the Cardigans? Can we have the Cardigans?
Right. Okay, it's not bands that have been nominated for Brits, British bands.
In the Brits.
British bands.
The Brits.
Right. Think British.
Can he be solo? Does it have to be a band?
No, it can be solo, so you can be looking at...
Jean-Michel Jarre?
No, right. Yeah, he's foreign, isn't he? Dumb.
Oh, sorry.
British. So think of, like, Nick Kershaw or Howard Jones, right? Or bands like Level 42 or Duran Duran.
Right.
Eternal.
Sorry.
You know what I mean?
Yep, sorry.
People like that.
Sorry. Erasmus.
Right. You're just being silly, aren't you?
Can I change my choice?
But Dave, you were down for...
Imagination is all I want from you.
Ah, that's what you were...
I do like that record very much, but in the last half an hour I was thinking that maybe I'd like to change it to The Cult. She Sells Sanctuary.
Oh, yeah, we don't have it.
We do have it.
No, we don't.
We do.
Well, we don't have it.
We do.
We don't have it, Dave.
Because it was actually on the list. The original list. And I think you omitted it.
No, we don't have it.
I had to listen to that muck for about 4 minutes when we were driving to Aberystwyth.
It's not muck.
We had it on volume 11 in the car.
One of the greatest records of all time.
What did you want again, Carrie?
Better Right Said Fred, please.
Right, so let's let the listeners decide. Would you rather hear Bluey Sum or Right Said Fred?
Now you know what they're going to choose, don't you?
Yeah, Right Said Fred, man. Because they can't spell Bluey. Text 81199 if you would like to hear Right Said Fred. Send a text saying Right Said Yes to 81199. You like that? See what I did there? Good. Dr. Mark is in the building. We will do our weigh-in after 8:30. We only have a few more days of detox. On Thursday morning, it's all over. And I can have a drink. Not on the air. Mind if they rush these licensing laws through. Oh, no, it's from today, isn't it?
No, no. You can apply today. It comes in November.
Right, rubbish.
No one knocking on the door at 11 o'clock, then.
Yeah, to get out. Mm. Well, that'll be it, though, do you know what I mean? Right, so Dr. Marco, the big dreaded weigh-in after 8:30. Meanwhile, two more brilliant British songs.
We're back on in the morning, the best thing on the station. To entertain the whole UK, we'll have world domination. We've had a go with Johnny Vaughan, his ego's black and blue. So Rogan's next, we'll kick his ass and kill Radio 2.
Keen coming up next, but before that, a brilliant record.
The Chris Moyle Show.
It's not obvious, Dave, but it's good.
National Radio 1.
Sneaker pimps. It's not obvious, but it's good.
Not obvious, but it is good, isn't it?
I want to. I want to.
Right, cheers,
want
Dave.
Take down,
just for Clive Warren.
Six underground, the ground beneath your feet.
I want to. I want to.
I really do hope they win something at the Brits on Wednesday night. I think they really deserve it. Keen, somewhere only we know.
The Brits, best British breakthrough act on Radio 1.
That's what they're nominated for. I think the competition will be Franz Ferdinand. I think it's between Franz Ferdinand and Keen. That's only my opinion. I have no idea what the voting was all last week. Not a clue. Because for every person you find who loves Keen, you find somebody who goes, oh, I think they're a bit boring.
Mm. Some people find them a bit dull.
I mean, for me, I think, I just listened to the album again over the weekend. Just brilliant. Really like Keane. I was out on Saturday night. It was Jackie's birthday.
Who's Jackie?
Not Jackie.
Is that what Jackie's?
Jackie.
Which Jackie was it?
Yeah, it was Sophie's friend, Jackie. Oh. And we went out for something to eat. And I'm sitting with a load of friends that I've never met before, and they're going, so you're not drinking, Mosey? Yeah, call me Chris, you don't know me. Yeah, no, I'm not drinking. Oh, that's hard. It's all right, actually, it's not too bad. I'm kind of in the habit now, so, you know, it's the final stretch and all that. I'll do it. I'll get there. Month off the beer. Fine, easy. Until all their beers turned up. Ah, oh, it looks so nice. You know, like when you go on holidays, the first morning you go down to the pool, it's boiling hot, and that pool just looks at you going, look at me, you want to jump in? So I jokingly picked up a glass of beer and had a sniff of the beer. Oh, man. Heaven. So there was, literally, here was the order. 6 Duvals, please, and a pint of tap water. Unbelievable.
You're somewhere posh, then, if you're drinking posh beer.
Bell goes. And because you can choose, it's a restaurant where you can choose loads of different types of beer. Apple beer, strawberry beer, light beer, dark beer, strong beer, wheat beer. Loads of beer. Yeah, every time... Yeah, another tap water, please. Thanks. Got to the point where the waiter started laughing at me. Another tap water, is it? Yeah, all right, smart ass.
You're nearly there, though. You're in the final straight, aren't you?
Yeah. I think I'll do it.
I think you'll do it. I always thought you would do it, to be honest with you.
Yeah, thanks very much. So it's good. I think, you know what I like about it? I like the fact that myself, Jocelyn and Alad are the only real true people who've stayed on the detox, because you weak-willed other losers, you just couldn't handle it.
Mm.
You know? And for me, personally, and I know Joss feels the same, I'd have just felt, you know, embarrassed that, you know, I lacked willpower, and it would just be a slur on my family name, and everyone knowing that I couldn't keep it up for a month. But you know what I mean? You know, and you know, nothing personal, Rach, but you must be very disappointed in yourself. I mean, really gutted, you know, and you'd have to go through all that again. I mean, how long did you last? 2 weeks or something? It was ridiculous, wasn't
it? 13 days, 13, just under 2 weeks.
So just not even a fortnight. You know, it's rubbish, really. But, you know, I mean, you know, as Justin and I were saying, it's a nice, warm, proud feeling that
good.
We have.
Good.
Knowing that we succeeded where others, in fact, many, failed.
I did 3 weeks.
You didn't.
I did.
Not all.
Two
not
weeks
altogether.
Plus 1 week is 3 weeks.
Minus one day.
No, you
seriously
didn't.
I did.
Okay,
wagon.
First of all, Dave, you did 5 nights off the beer. You didn't do a week. You did 5 nights.
That's not true.
It was true.
Hang on, we started back here on Monday the 10th, which means that when we went out,
on the
it
Friday.
Was Friday the 7th. So I did 7 nights off.
No, you didn't do
I
seven.
Did.
You didn't.
I stopped on New Year's Eve.
You didn't. You stopped on
That's
New Year's.
Five.
You stopped on New Year's Day. Oh, it is 6 nights. You didn't do a week anyway. It's rubbish.
Then do another 2 weeks, 3 weeks.
Everything in moderation.
Yeah, including you lot staying off the alcohol. Seriously. Do you know, honestly, I've got... Mark will have numbers if you really have a problem. You know, Jocelyn and I don't need those numbers because we're strong inside.
I'm very proud of you all.
Mm. Yeah.
And me.
See, I'm not.
I did enjoy
I'm
my
not
glass
so proud of you,
yesterday.
Though. What?
I did enjoy my glass of wine yesterday.
See, you know, you're not helping. You and I had a pact, right,
and
before Christmas.
A chocolate cake.
This was your idea.
I know.
You guzzling wine cow. Do you know what I mean? I've got 3 days to go. That's all I've got to do, Paul.
3 days to go.
Mm. Thanks. But you know, as he says to me...
Chris, your inner strength is phenomenal.
Thank you.
And if you can last the course of the detox, you'll be regarded as king of all men.
That's right. I can't wait. But Rachel...
Rachel, cakes are bad.
Yeah.
And so is Lambrusco. Mm. So deny the evil temptations. Deny.
What about Dave?
Dave, I know you can't be bothered, but... Be strong, my friend, and dig deep inside your inner reserves as you strive towards the ultimate goal.
Allard, who looks 40, he has actually done very well.
Allard, you certainly don't look 40. In fact, your healthy lifestyle is rewarding you with the aesthetic benefits of eternal youth.
That's right. You'll always look 39. And Jocelyn?
Jocelyn, you look terrific. And remember... Last the course of this detox, and you could become the next Abby Titmus.
That's right. The thing is...
That would make me go back on
Everyone
the
needs a goal.
Paul McKenna has been helping me with his advice. It goes around in my head constantly. When I see a pint of beer, I hear Paul's voice.
Be strong. You're all doing really well.
Apart from Dave and Rachel and Dominic and Kerry.
And with the end of January in sight...
Oh, yeah, we can't play that one.
It's kind of out of sight now, isn't it?
Do me another one, Paul.
Be strong.
Yeah.
Be lovely. Mm. And be together as you push towards the finishing line on February 10th.
February 10th. I am quite amazed, actually. I hate to sound like one of those idiots on the TV who goes, if I can do it, you can do it. But really, if I can do it, anyone can do it. Apart from Dave, Rachel, Dominic and Carrie, as we keep saying. Jocelyn, I'm very impressed with, because I thought Jocelyn had a drink problem. She's really impressed me.
Mm.
But it's weird. It's just so bizarre, her coming into work first thing in the morning and not stinking of Baileys. You know? It's like a part of her is missing. And Allard, when you go out on the night out with Allard, you're so used to the usual, woo-woo, please, barman, and I haven't heard it for a month. You know, it's bizarre. But however, you know, I'm very proud of Ray, of Jocelyn, not proud of you. Yeah, you weak-willed cow.
Oh, that's not nice.
It's true, though. And everybody knows it.
Anyway.
Chris, you are a credit to detox, not like the other lazy slobs. Thanks for that. On the text message, you're a lazy slob. That's what the listeners
Thank
think
you.
Of you. Yeah.
Thank you.
People reading that magazine when you're in going, she looks great, but no willpower. She likes to drink too much. Right, Dave. We ask people to text in to choose either Baloo's Sum, Imagination, or Right Said Fred, Deeply Dippy. Okay? And we will play the one that most people wanted. Oh, stop, will you? And I'm going to play it for you in just a second.
I know what it is.
Yeah, so do I.
The Brits, best British breakthrough act on Radio 1.
I don't know why we're playing this one, just because it's a bit of music to play. Right, BritBox 08700 100 100, you get to choose a great British track next. Out of options that we give you, granted, but you get to choose what song you want to hear. If you fancy a bit of that, and you'll win a Brits 25 CD as well. Call us up, 08700 100 100, you'll be on the air in 3 minutes. 08700 100 100, call now, right?
Right.
08700 100 100, get calling.
The Brits 25, only on Radio 1.
Enjoy this. It's 8:24.
Deeply dip about the curves you got. Deeply hot.
Sail for seas of passion all my love. I can't make head nor tail.
Dominic's got his face screwed up. You don't appreciate decent music, Dominic. This is class.
And the irony being that he actually looks like one of Right Said Fred.
No, no, no.
But he looks like
fellow slapheads. You should love them.
Shut it. You look like all of them.
They should all be down the Trichology Centre with you.
I'm taking a hike to the heat.
It's a place where they put hair in your head or something.
The Brits. Best British breakthrough act on Radio 1.
Hello, Amber.
Hello.
How are you?
Hello.
You're right.
Yeah, I'm fine, thank you.
What
thank
what a lovely, lovely, lovely name. I mean, personally, I'm a Roman Catholic, born and bred man, so saints' names figure heavily throughout my family. But nice to be named after a traffic light.
Thank you. Yeah,
it's all right.
I've had that one before.
Yeah, well, I bet you have. Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I like the name.
What do you do, Amber?
I'm a fashion promotion student in Kent at the moment, but I'm from London.
Oh, very nice.
Yeah.
All right. So you know how this works.
Yeah.
I'm going to get straight into it. You will hear a few choruses of songs from the past 25 years, all British. When you get to a chorus of a song you would like to hear in full, you will shout out, Dave.
Stop!
Yeah, do stop.
Yeah, that'll do.
That'll do. Can't think of anything creative to do. Stop will do. Nice and loud, one more time.
Stop!
Lovely, all right. Don't forget, as soon as you hear it, you go, yes, I want this one, shout, stop!
Okay.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Here we go.
Britbox.
Five star. I never can get it. Relax, don't do it. When you wanna go to it. It's a choice to find them cannibals.
Cool.
I was hoping you'd go for five star personally, but
sorry.
All right. We'll play this just for you. Have a good day, Amber.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye. Right, late for the news, but who cares? Roland Gift will sing now. That's what you're doing, weren't you, Dominic? Especially for Amber from the University of Kent. Well, there you go.
Very nice.
Beautiful. It's Finding Cannibals, She Drives Me Crazy. Right. If there was a song in there which you thought she should have gone for, we have a similar song coming up. That doesn't make sense. We have a song, a different song by one of the artists that she dismissed in the Britbox coming up next. It is an amazing record. A brilliant record. If you're in the car, it has to be loud as possible, bass full up. It is brilliant! That's how much I love it, Dave.
I look forward to that, then.
Yeah. So stand by for Billy, because we want to. Coming up after some news from Dominic, it's 8.33.
Radio 1. And the main news this morning is... It's now 8.40.
The detox is coming to a close. Day 29 it is today.
Is it?
Yeah. Dr. Mark Hamilton is here. Hello.
Hi, Chris.
He's like the Grim Reaper of weight. And we'll find out how much everybody weighs after we play two records, Love Freaks being one. But coming up next, an absolutely brilliant record. Any ideas, Dom?
No, I mean, I wanted Jean-Michel Jarre, and that's not going to happen.
No.
Call it the gang.
British. It's a British band. Brilliant British band. Brilliant record. Have to turn up loud. It is...
Sum 41.
You're an idiot.
Attack warning sounds like this is the sound.
Love that record. Love Freaks, Shine at Radio 1. It's 8.48. Dr. Mark Hamilton is here.
Hello, Chris. Hello, team.
The Grim Reaper of Pounds.
So how's everybody been doing this week, the
all
final
right.
week?
Really, really well.
I don't think I've lost anything this week. I dragged our lass out for a walk yesterday.
That you can
know.
Help.
Yeah, I know, but I didn't really do much exercise this week because of the gas man and the boiler man. I had to get home in a hurry to let them in. And then, of course, you can't leave them there, so you have to play Xbox all day.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah,
I can see that. Thanks. So are you just trying to prepare us for what could be a disappointing weigh-in, Chris?
Look, I've got a few more days to go, you know, so I can put that, it's the, final bit of effort in, and hopefully I've only got £3 to lose, and then I've lost a stone, so I'll be happy with that.
I think for 4 weeks what everybody's been doing, even though a few of them have fallen off the wagon with the pop is concerned, I think everybody's done really, really well. I mean, most people would have given up properly weeks ago. You know, it's the New Year's resolution you give up after a few days, but everybody...
I'm proud of us.
...has been doing pretty well. It's because, of course, it's not just been the weight, it's not just been the alcohol for everyone, it's been just changing lifestyle, seeing what improvements you can make. Is anybody going to keep any of those improvements?
Yes. I will.
All of them.
Exactly. All of them, David, can you list those?
All of them. My improvements, which are lifestyle changes, not some kind of month-long fad.
Yeah.
Healthy eating. Regular exercise.
Are you just saying these things?
No,
to please me?
Mark, ask Dave how many pints he had yesterday.
Yesterday wasn't a good day.
How many pints did you have yesterday, Dave?
Not all in the same go, but possibly 8 in total.
Oh!
See, that's the kind of detox I'd keep up as a change.
It wasn't in some long bender or something. That would be irresponsible.
You had one before the game and 7 after.
No, I had 2 before the game, 1 at half-time, then about 5 when I got back. Anyway... Right. But, you know...
Was that an off day, then?
That was an off day. But generally, everything has been in moderation. My eating is far better, cut down my drinking, and a bit of regular exercise. And I'd like to keep that forever.
Good. Because, I think it could make a difference.
Mm.
I think Carrie's breasts look better. No, I think they look cracking now, love.
You can't say that.
Why?
Because you can't.
Credit where credit's due.
No, it's a compliment. She's a very pert girl. You know, all credit to you. In the same way that your arse is smaller, Rach, you know?
Hmm.
It is, actually.
Well done, girls.
Thank you.
Yeah. Right, shall we get Wayne, then?
Okay, then.
All right, Jocelyn, do you want to go first and get out of the way?
Okay.
All right, Jocelyn, on the wait.
So, Jocelyn, at the start of the detox, you weighed 11.2. Mm-hmm. It's sort of fluctuated. It's been fairly steady, I think we should say. And this week, you weigh... 10 stone 12.
Whoa.
Which, compared to last week, it was a little bit of a gain, but overall it's a loss of £4 in 4 weeks. I think that's pretty good.
Yeah,
that's pretty good.
I'm feeling a little bit bunged up the last few days.
Really?
Lucky
yeah.
you.
Yeah.
But yeah, consistent.
It is consistent.
Coming down every week.
But it's not just the weight. That's what we're saying. You know, you're adopting. You haven't drunk in a whole month.
That's right. I want to echo what Dave says about lifestyle changes. Mm. Mm. Yeah.
Do you feel different?
I do. I feel a lot different. I feel a lot more toned.
Mm.
And just very fit. You know, like my lungs can take a lot more air.
Yeah.
Perfect.
Right. You've got great lungs. Well done, Jocelyn.
Hey, well done, Joss.
Excellent.
Right, let's embarrass Dominic. Oh, look at that. One at a time, please. No coach parties.
Dominic.
How are you, Mark? Let's talk about you.
No, we'll talk about me later. At the start of this escapade, you weighed 14 stone 9 pounds.
Mm.
Last week, you weighed 14 stone 2 pounds.
Yeah.
This week, you weigh 13 stone 13.
No!
Lucky for some.
I want a recount on that one.
13, wow. 13. You've lost £3 on last week, which is a total loss in 4 weeks of £10.
Fantastic. It's the Chinese curry beer diet.
Wow.
Get on it.
Well, you know, you're allowed the occasional slip, as long as you're keeping the general trend towards...
I haven't had bread for a month, haven't drunk, like, fizzy...
You had a sausage sandwich on Saturday morning.
For the first time in a month. And I've been doing walking and not snacking at all.
See, all these things have contributed to an overall weight loss of £10.
Wow!
Fantastic.
Well done, Dominic.
I can hardly see you behind that mic.
Exactly.
Well, I can hardly see you.
Thank you very much.
You've done well. Who's next?
Jocelyn. We've
Carrie.
Done.
Carrie. Yeah. Let's go for Carrie.
Carrie. Seriously, honestly, because before, a bit droopy. Now, looking all right.
Lovely, thanks for that.
So on the 10th of January, Gary, you weighed 9 stone 9 pounds, which is a perfect weight. That's fine weight.
Yeah.
And last week you weighed 9 stone 7. This week you weigh 9 stone 7.
Yay!
So, it's a non-mover.
It's a non-mover. Which, but still, it's a loss of £2 from the beginning.
Yay.
But again, not wit probably wasn't the main issue for you, was it?
No, not really. A little bit. I would like to have lost a little bit.
Have you made any changes that you think you might keep?
I'll need to do more exercise. I've struggled this week, though. I felt really tired this week for some reason.
See, that's one of the things I've been concentrating on is the exercise rather than the diets, which can really drag you down. You're sort of trying to work and you're thinking, oh, I have to prepare all these fancy meals.
Mm.
The exercise, I think, is the key thing, and it's just a little bit of extra walking, anything around the house, just keeping active rather than any formal exercise.
Yeah.
Is that something that you want to carry on?
Yes, definitely, apart from playing squash, because I really hurt my bottom.
Yeah, but what a bottom.
It really hurts your bottom playing squash.
Well done, Carrie.
We're
doing it all straight through? Yeah, let's do it all straight through.
Okay, who's next then?
Alan? Yes!
Step up.
Hard this week, may I say.
You've been very consistent now.
I've got to say, all jokes aside, fat boy, you know, and I know you look old and you've got fat hairy legs.
I don't look old.
You look...
I feel a lot...
Do you know the word, sadly, is you look quite buff.
Really?
Alan's got a tighter top on today. Have you been shopping?
I couldn't wear this at the beginning of the month, so this is new. I've had no caffeine, which I don't miss. I'm not going back to caffeine.
Really?
Yeah, don't
miss. You love coffee.
I have so much more energy
now. Well, hang on. Are you not going to...
No.
You normally have three coffees a day.
Three coffees, Red Bull, I have Diet Cokes and all that kind of stuff and none of that.
Wow.
I'm going to cut them all out.
Okay.
Much better.
All right.
Well, that is impressive stuff, Alad. I expected that from Alad. I mean, I'm really impressed with...
Brown nose.
I know. And just what I'm thinking is maybe a bit of healthy rebellion is what you need.
Right.
You know, because you've done so well losing all this weight, I think. You know, being teacher's pet. I think
are you saying I've gone
rebellion.
Up? Have I gone up this week?
Well, let's see.
Oh, 11 stone 6.
11 stone 6 is what you started at 28 days ago. Last week, you were down to 11.1, so you'd lost 5 pounds. This week, Alad, 10 stone 8.
What?
Yes!
How have you done that?
10.8. 10.8, that is my ideal.
That's half a stone.
That's 10 and a half.
You've lost 7 pounds.
How?
I've exercised...
Can I just say, I know how.
You don't know how.
Yes, I do.
So overall, you've lost 12 pounds.
Wow! I've taken up running. I've been running every day. I did 4K yesterday over the last week.
That's fantastic. That was really, really impressive.
Well done, Alan.
Thank you. Right, so we've got Rachel, Dave, and then Chris.
Rachel!
No, it's snap
one
on the scales.
At a time, please.
So, Rachel...
No couch parties.
At the start, you weighed 11 stone 5.
External weight.
Last week, you were down to 10 stone 12.
Yeah.
You said... What have you said about this week?
I know that this week, there's a reason why I will be heavier this week.
It's ladies' week.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, this week, you weigh 11 stone, so it's a gain of 2 pounds on last week, but...
Oh, that's all right. That's
5 pound loss overall.
But that's fine, because... At this part of the month, I will be weighing heavier.
Yeah. So that means on Thursday, in the final weigh-in, you can get weighed. Brilliant. Nice one, Rachel. Well done.
Yeah, another 3 days.
Well done, Rachel. Thursday morning, then you and me. Alan's on the list as well.
I'm going to be doing that gym.
I can't believe Alan's lost that amount of weight in a week.
You know why? Because he told you if you weigh yourself in the corridor as opposed to the live lounge, it's 3 pounds lighter.
Well, we're using the same scales. I can't work that out unless the atmospheric pressure in the corridor is less.
I've always said that in that corridor, though.
You can tell that. Right, David.
Hello.
Here we go.
I'd just like to say that, by my own admission, I have not met all of my targets for this week.
Yeah.
Explain.
8 pints not met.
Well, I haven't been able to get to the gym as often as I would have liked.
Or at all.
And it's not been the most healthy eating week or drinking week. So nice. I'm not expecting great things here.
Well, watch this, I lost half a stone.
No, I've definitely gone up. I can feel it.
12 stone 11 was your starting weight 4 weeks ago. And then last week was down to 12 stone 2.
Mm.
And this week, after a bad week, you've lost another pound.
What?
At 12 stone 1.
Get in.
With an overall loss. With maybe a slightly below effort for the whole month.
I'm drinking 8 pints every day now until Thursday morning.
I had a half pounder with cheese yesterday for my breakfast.
Overall, you've lost 10 pounds in 4 weeks.
Fantastic.
Wow. Well done, Dave.
Thank you.
So, Chris,
pleased, aren't you?
I'm delighted. I thought I'd put on about 3 pounds, but yeah. I'm
No, you've lost a pound.
More than happy.
Week.
Well, thank you very much.
£10 loss. This is very impressive stuff. Mm. Can I be any more sycophantic? Probably not. Probably not. So, Chris?
Yeah.
How's your week been?
Not great,
you know. I haven't done as much exercise as I would have liked. I like non-exercise exercise, as we've spoken about before.
Non-exercise activity is the buzz phrase.
I haven't walked as much as I would like to have walked. I walked yesterday, I walked Monday. I'll tell you what, I certainly walk so much more than I used to do.
Well, it's not just the walk. I mean, the walking is a perfect way to lose weight. But there's all sorts of different suggestions. If you look on the One Life site, they have a complete list of healthier eating, healthier lifestyles. It's at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1 and click on One Life.
One Life. I will do that.
An encyclopedia of help there.
I went out for dinner on Saturday night and I had a bit of chicken with chilli and a few fries. But I got the runs and I think I pooed it all out. So
the diarrhea diet.
Yeah. Mm. I mean, I wouldn't advise it to everyone, you know.
Probably
I was
not,
stuck
no.
in the toilet for
It's not nice
minutes.
Having the trots, is it?
No, but, you know, actually, that thing where you put a bit of toilet roll.
Oh, please, no!
Right. No, because you're scared of farting. Right. Shall I get on the scale?
Yes, please do. Right. So, 17 stone 8 was your starting weight.
Yeah, all right, don't go on about it.
Well, we just, you know, so the listeners can tell how much effort you've put in this
What
month.
Was it again?
17 stone 8 Jeez. Pounds. Last week you were down to 16 stone 11, which was a loss of 11 pounds.
Mm.
This week, after what you reckon is not so good a week, but bearing in mind you have been continuing this healthier lifestyle, and, you know, that'll carry you forward, you weigh 16 stone 8 pounds.
Yes! Get in, Mother Hubbard!
Chris.
I love that corridor with its atmospheric pressure.
Chris, you have lost, in 4 weeks, you have lost a stone.
Get it! Hooray! The only annoying thing is, right, joy doesn't last long in my life. It's because everybody else has lost so much weight, right? I still look fatter.
No, you don't.
You don't. You do look like you've lost weight.
Oh, yeah. Thanks.
But you've got to keep going now.
Stop that. I need a pint and a curry. Sick. Oh, man, I've lost the stone.
Well, you know, you've got the Brits coming up on Wednesday, I think, because you've done so well. There's no reason why you need to continue that, you know, off the alcohol. In fact, getting your body used to alcohol slowly might be
I think I've
a
proved
better
that.
Idea.
I've already decided. Because I was going to do another week off the booze, which I honestly could handle. And then it's my birthday weekend after next. Is that right?
Hmm.
And everybody said to me, don't stay off the booze and then go on it for your birthday. Seriously, at least have a couple of pints. So I think Thursday night I'm going to go out with Sophie and have a few pints. Literally, I've said to myself I'll have two or three and then I'll go home. But really, I should just go and have dinner and have a couple of glasses of, you know, you get like half a pint or a bottle of beer.
Because your body's not going to be used to it, so if you hit it with a binge, you're
just
going to
fall down. I am really aware that I will be, you know, licking the pavement if I go out and have six pints. The only thing is, though, I can't tell you how many people have said to me, when you go for that first pint, can I be there? Because they all expect me to have, like, one pint and then fall over and turn into some kind of rubbish clown stumbling from side to side.
Well, it's been a month without it. You never know. I mean, overall, the team has lost just under 4 stone.
Oh, yes!
3 stone, 13 pounds.
And by the way, a stone of that was mine, you losers.
Exactly. So everybody else has lost 2 stone, 13 pounds between them.
Wow.
So, you know, what do you reckon has helped? Has it been your diet or your exercise or what?
I actually think the single most important thing that I've found is just cutting out the snacks. This, you know, all the sort of chocolate and crisps.
I don't pick anymore.
Yeah, but no, I mean, this didn't sort of, you know, we had a few beers and stuff like that, and my eating hasn't been the best. But, you know, in the old days, we'd have a bacon sandwich or something for breakfast, and then we'd go upstairs and we'd have chocolate and crisps all day and just cut all that out. And I think that's the main thing that's done it.
I'd like to thank my fitness buddy, Longman, who rang me on the first Monday, after the first show back when we got weighed, and I was 17.8. He rang, as I was walking home, he rang me and he went, mate, seriously, like, that's not right. If you're that big, you've got to do something about it. And if you want, I'll help you. And I really will. I really help you, mate, if you want to lose it all, because you're fat, and that's not right, and it's too big. Well, and he's already sent me a text saying, well done. So thank you, Longman.
Thanks to Longman.
I'll be into your sandwich over the weekend for free bacon butties. Cut the fat off.
Are you gonna go back to that old lifestyle again? Because you've done a month now. It would seem like such a waste.
I'm hoping I've picked up enough habits that I won't kind of binge eat, and I'm trying to eat healthier, and I try not to eat too late at night. And there are times when I quite fancy a beer, and other times when, like, I went out for lunch yesterday about 12:30, and I would always have just ordered a beer. And instead, I just had a pint of water, which I needed, because I keep forgetting to drink water, so I drink it when I go out. So I think I'll, in all seriousness, I think I'll keep up a lot of it. And what I said is, in a month's time, the final weighing is on Thursday morning, isn't
it? Yeah, another 3 days.
Yeah, a month after that, if I weigh less, even a pound less, I'm heading in the right direction, I'll be pleased with myself.
What are all the lazy DJs going to call you? They can't use Roly Poly Moyles anymore.
No, they'll have to call me, you know, finally admit the truth, you know, slightly slimmer but well-hung Moyles. You know what I mean? That's what they're going to have to call me.
I was thinking more mini Moyles, but again, that would probably have the wrong connotations.
Again, well-hung, not so mini. More Mickey.
Fair enough.
Dr. Mark, thank you.
Pleasure.
But it's not over yet. Alad, myself and Jocelyn have... three more nights.
Yes.
To stay off the booze. Wednesday night is the Brits, which will be all right. I think I'll be okay, Al.
Yeah, it's fine.
You and I sitting there looking miserable. Shut up! Snapping at people. Rachel and Dave walking past. This free beer is lovely. I will get through it. You know? I love that corridor, though. That magic £3 corridor.
Can't explain it. It's a phenomenon of modern physics.
Now, do you know what? I think it's an accurate indication of how much we all weigh.
Well... a stone loss in a month. You're an example. I mean, you should be on those ads, you know, showing your old jean size.
Yeah, but the only thing is, I think I've only gone down a notch. So I'll be like, I can't believe I used to be this big. I'm slightly smaller, but there you go. It's not the greatest ad in the world, but I'm very proud of myself, and indeed, Alad and Jocelyn. Not the rest. They're losers. Thank you, Dr. Mark.
Pleasure.
Thank you,
Mark. See you on Thursday.
Thursday morning, Dr. Mark will be back with the final weigh-in, find out how much we've all lost on Thursday morning. Thank you, Mark.
Pleasure.
Thank you. Hey, that's another pound there. Right, Dave, Tedious Linky, you ready?
Yeah.
It's going to be a British trek today, don't forget. No pressure. How do you get to today's Tedious from last time's Tedious? Piano Man and Blurred.
Piano Man's Blurred was released in June 96, the same sort of time that Dreadzone scored a hit with Little Britain. Little Britain, the telly series, is written and performed by Matt Lucas and David Walliams. David Walliams has apparently dated such beauties as Patsy Kensit and Abby Titmuss. Abby Titmuss used to be a nurse, a plural of nurses, nurses who should be paid more money. Money's Too Tight to Mention was a hit for Simply Red. Simply Red are fronted by Mick Hucknall, who's a mate of Sir Alex Ferguson. Sir Alex Ferguson used to manage Aberdeen. Aberdeen Angus is a famous name in the world of cattle. Cattle are prevented from trespassing onto busy roads with the use of grids. The singular form of grids is grid, as in The Grid, who had a 1994 hit with Swamp Thing. Swamp Thing was also the title of a 1982 movie by Wes Craven. Wes Craven shares the same surname as Beverly Craven. Beverly Craven plays a piano, as did the late, great John Lennon. And Lennon and McCartney wrote some of the most important
yes!
British pop music of all time,
yes!
which links us in the week of British music
yes.
to a classic track.
Which one?
By the Beatles,
yep.
Can't Buy Me Love.
Can't Buy Me Love! And I'm playing this a stone lighter than this time last month. Thank you. You ready, Dave?
Let's go.
Can't buy me love.
How good does that sound on Radio 1?
Classic record.
Can't Buy Me Love from the Beatles. Dave, seamless?
I believe so, yes.
You were lucky. I mean, technically, you've got away with it because it sounded great. But I didn't realise that was less than 25 years old.
No, it's older than 25 years.
Oh, okay.
But you see, the rules on 25-year-old music don't count with Tedious Link.
Right. It
has different guidelines and parameters.
Anyway, top tune. Bam, 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 bam. All right, there, Skinny Alad.
I'm good, thank you.
Yeah.
I'm a bit giddy now. I'm quite excited.
All right, Skinny Alad.
Yeah, I'm good, thank you. Oh, are you all right, Skinny Chris?
Yes, I'm fine. To be honest, I might need to sit down because, you know, I'm so waif-like, the aircon's blowing me over slightly. It's our time on the show. It's a bit where Dave's going to say...
Let's get ready to rumble!
straight away then, Britbox. Oh no, we'll save it for you to do over there.
Mind you, Alvin, if you want to choose your favourite Brit,
well, we want people to call for the Britbox first.
That's what I'm going to do, but you okay. need to do it over the end, otherwise yeah. it's obsolete.
Good word.
Rachel's bit on Ramble, that's by the way what the music is called, is obsolete. Or as Chris Eubank would say, obsolete.
Mm.
Which sounded exactly the same.
So what, we're opening the lines for the Britbox now?
No, oh, shut up. No, when we do Rachel and then you go, the lines are open for the Britbox. Right?
Okay.
You're on the ball today, aren't you?
No.
Don't know. Oh, geez, how did we lose that weight?
We haven't...
How do what?
Nothing. Just thinking about something.
How do we lose that weight?
How?
Magic corridor.
No.
That is a magic corridor.
Do you know what? Don't say that, though, because you're totally undermining what you've achieved.
Yeah, yeah, keep quiet.
Do you know what it is? Care. It's the live lounge that's nasty.
I'm going to lose more weight for Thursday, I've decided.
Are you? Yeah. You can't do much in 3 days, though.
Yeah, you can.
How much?
You just don't poo for a couple of days. I have a massive one Thursday morning.
Hey, good.
Yeah.
That's not sound medical advice.
Well, maybe not. Dr. Mark's walking out of reception going, no, no.
Have they learnt nothing from me?
Do you know that scales weigh heavier on carpet than solid floor, says Rachel in Knox.
It's true.
That's it. That's what it is, because there's carpet in the live lounge.
Man.
I'm stone lighter than I was 4 weeks ago.
Are you going to keep going with it?
Hey?
You're going to keep going with it?
Seriously, having a laugh?
No, but doing some exercise.
For breakfast for ages.
Get to 14, you'd look amazing.
Okay, that's just inspired me to start drinking again. You look amazing.
Amazing.
Thanks, Alan.
When are we going to do my announcement?
Oh, your big news. After the next two songs.
Okay.
Yeah?
I got some very exciting news, Alan.
Really?
Oh. Mm-hmm.
What's it do with?
Can't tell it. Me.
I saw a very drunk man at the weekend that made me laugh. It's a brilliant story, actually. I'm going to tell it later. If you ever needed an excuse, or a reason, rather, to just have one pint less in the pub, if you're a bloke especially, then this is the reason. I'll tell it later. Right?
Mm-hmm.
Right, so you ready? Britbox, ready? Go! Rachel!
The lines are now open for the Britbox. 08700 100 100. You need to call up now and speak to Jocelyn, and then you can get on the phone and speak to Chris.
And win?
And win a Brits 25 CD.
By choosing one of
your favourite tracks from the last 25 years, which is a British artist.
Yeah,
08700 100 100.
Yeah, that's all scripted by Dave, that link.
Should have been.
Brilliant. Do you like this song, Skinny Alan?
Yes. Yes, Skinny Chris.
Yeah,
thank you.
You what? I can smell a Sanyo, everybody. 9:14.
I've waited and given the chance again.
Underworld Born Slippy.
Wow.
That?
Mm.
A remix. What do you mean, no?
No.
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 I thought it was all right. You know nothing, you drinker. Right, let's do it. No, not that, this.
Chris 25 on Radio 1.
Who's the caller?
Rebecca.
Hello, Rebecca.
Hello, Chris. You're right.
Hello, Rebecca. Yes, I'm fine. How are you?
I'm good. Congratulations on your weight loss.
Well, thank you very much for your congratulations.
You're welcome.
Sound like Coxie. Congratulations. How old are you?
I am 19.
Oh, just a couple of years younger than me. And where are you from?
I'm from Kent.
Lovely.
Yes.
What are you doing?
I'm at university at the moment, though not actually at the moment. I'm still in bed.
Really?
Yeah, I am. Yeah, it's a hard life being a student.
I bet it is.
I'm sending it to Mitch.
Yeah.
It's a private joke about someone that you don't know.
Yeah, I'm just smiling off.
Hello, dear.
Yeah.
Right, okay, so you know how this works then?
Yes, Dave.
Okay. When you get to a song that you really, really like and you want to hear in full, Dave, what should you shout?
Halt.
No, okay. Halt's rubbish.
No?
No, this should be more words than halt.
That one there?
That one there will do. It's very creative, I like that. Are you all right with that, Rebecca? Let me hear your that one there.
Ooh, that one there.
Okay, you added a new, I've noticed.
Mm. Oh, sorry.
Right, I mean, that might throw me.
We want a three-word answer.
I like the U.
Do you like the U?
Yeah.
All right. If it's up to you, Rebecca, you can have the U if you wish.
Just be
a bit more
animated.
Bit more louder than that.
Okay, then.
Let me hear you.
Ooh, that one there.
You're so going to have it ripped out of you today. Everyone's going to... Seriously. Ooh, that one there. All day today you're going to get, Rebecca. Are you ready?
I am.
All right, nice and loud on the one that you want. Here are your choices. Brit Box. Don't choose this, I don't like it.
Hey Jude, don't let me down.
Definitely
not.
All right.
It's got to be...
Mediocre.
Okay. Perfect.
Even after... Oh, oh, oh.
Who's that?
Finley Quay. Don't worry. But we're never
gonna survive. Too old.
I think you might like the next one. I don't
wanna...
I thought you might go for Robbie somehow.
Yes.
Just for you, Rebecca.
Yeah.
Have a good day. Bye.
See you later.
Me with the floor show, kicking with your torso. Boys getting high.
I'll tell you what, this is why people get so passionate about music. In no particular order, we've just had text messages that read, how could you play Robbie Williams over Seal? How could you play Robbie Williams over Finley Quay? How can she choose Robbie Williams over the Beatles? My favourite one, how can she choose Robbie Williams over that Perfect record? Come on, fairly easily. Anyway. Stop! DJ! Robbie Williams or rock DJ. Rachel?
Yes.
What would you like to say?
The lines are open for car park catchphrase. Oh. 08700 100 100. Mm. You need to be in a car, know your catchphrases, be in a car park. And today you can win a DVD signed copy of your movie, Wimbledon.
Oh, is that the movie that I'm in?
Yes, and I thought you could sign it to make it exclusive and unique.
I'll see. I'll have to check my contract with a movie studio.
I haven't seen this yet. Can I borrow this?
No, you can't. Buy it. I get no money off each copy. More great British music from the last 25 years coming up in the next half hour of the show. Jo will continue at 10 o'clock with her eclectic mix. Do you like that?
It's a good word.
Yeah, which means she'll play the jam and a load of other stuff that she likes. It's just gone 9:30.
Longer hours for pubs and bars.
And the inquiry's underway into Chelsea's chat with Cole.
And the weather's going to be dry today, but cloudy in the north. Baby, one more travel. Always A1 day here on Radio 1, on Mondays anyway. This time it's the A1 in West Yorkshire. There are roadworks northbound, that's between the A63 junction and the A162 Old Great North Road junction in Brotherton. Press the jingle. Press the jingle. Start throwing paper. Press the jingle. Press the jingle. Baby, one more travel, Dominic Byrne. It's 9:34.
You're so childish.
So are you. You're miming throwing pieces of paper. It's even worse.
You don't find that everybody stays till three, you know?
It's Mrs. Doubtfire, I swear.
I've just never heard a real Scottish person talking. I'm so high at the
you
same time.
You don't find that everybody stays till three, you know?
You don't find everybody.
What's his name?
Scott.
Hello, Scott. What does Scott do?
He runs a bar in Edinburgh, and he's delighted he spoke to Newsweek now, isn't he?
Everybody should go and drink in Scott's bar today. Do we know the name of it?
No, I can find out.
Okay. I'd like to hear his views on this extended opening hours.
Here he is.
You don't find that everybody stays till three, you know? You find people do gradually filter out. There seems to be a lot of this argument about people all getting flung out at 3 o'clock and fighting. That's not necessarily true.
But he noticed that he starts very, very high, and as he slowly goes down, he kind of ends up quite deep and noble.
Other bars are available.
What was that? The what?
Other bars are available.
We haven't said what his bar's called.
No, but
I think everybody should go in there and say, we heard about your pub on Radio 1 and we've come to lend you our support. Scott, good morning to you. Well, we're going to play Verbalicious, that record which we all like, and then a classic from the Smiths. Oh, yeah.
We're on a massive detox. We're trying to lose some weight. Get all pumped up a muscle like, and then we'll all look great. No booze for a month will make us really fit. But let's be honest, Marzi will never look like Brad Pitt.
But yeah, but I'm looking more like John Candy every day.
The Chris Moyle Show.
How he used to look, obviously not now.
National Radio 1.
Don't find that everybody stays till three, you know? You find people do gradually filter out. There seems to be a lot of this argument about people all getting flung out at 3 o'clock and fighting. That's not necessarily true.
Here we go. I'm just stepping in the room like waiting for the tune, like checking for the boom right there. I'm just stepping in the room like waiting for the bass line speaker.
Smiths and Panic from Radio 1. I love that song.
Hand the DJ.
Which DJ would you know? It's 9:41.
No.
Don't. Just don't. Colin, no. Don't. Johnny, no. Don't. Chris Mott, yeah, all right. Cheeky gits. You ready for Car Park Catchphrase?
Yeah.
For Car Park Catchphrase, and here's your host, Chris Moyles.
Good morning, Car Park fans. Good morning indeed to the brilliant, 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 brilliant Roy Walker.
Chris, you look great today.
Well, thank you very much. I've lost a stone over the past 4 weeks.
That was very impressive.
I know. I feel great. I feel happy. Everything.
Shame about the Leeds result.
All right, cheeky get. Leeds actually won at the weekend.
Well, if you say so.
Yeah, they did, actually, if you don't mind. So, what would you know about football anyway, you old man? So
I've never been so insulted in all my life.
Yes, you have. We've done worse. So, no, I'm very, very pleased, and obviously the detox has done very well.
This detox, Lark, is rubbish.
It's not rubbish. I've lost, as I said, I now, when I'm naked in front of the mirror, I look brilliant.
That's just weird.
Yeah, all right. Anyway.
Is Dom playing the airbase today?
I am, Roy. Good morning to you.
Good morning.
Are you all right?
I'm good, thanks.
Good. We're celebrating the Brits 25 here today, Roy, as you know.
It's not really my sort of thing.
Oh, I heard you were a big fan of Kajagoogoo.
Shut up.
I did hear that on your... I read that on your CV, I'm sure. You like to...
Well, that's not very nice.
Hush, hush. Eye to eye. Here's Dave.
Hello, Roy.
Good morning.
Roy, today on the show, we've been talking about healthy lifestyle and weight loss, and I was just wondering whether you'd lost any weight recently.
No.
Okay. Not like Chris saying, because he's lost like a stone.
They've got no chance.
Yeah, here's Alad.
Good morning, Roy.
When's Alad leaving?
Oh, he's off.
He just doesn't like you at all.
What is that?
Good morning.
I mean, I'm trying to be friends.
Good morning.
Good morning, Roy.
Good morning.
Good morning. I've lost a lot of weight. Would you like to come and give me a big hug?
Well, it was nice talking to you.
All right, good. Let's get straight in then, shall we?
Welcome on line one. It's contestant number one.
Contestant number one, what's your name and where do you come from?
Hi, Chris. My name's Steve and I'm from Northampton.
Yay!
Northampton is a beautiful, beautiful part of the world, Roy.
Where's that?
In Northamptonshire.
Where's that?
Somewhere in Middle England.
Where's that?
Yeah, it's a bit of a hole.
Where's that?
Yeah, you're just going to say...
Where's that?
Okay, where's that? Okay. I would have thought, Roy, that...
I have a friend who lives there.
Oh, I see, yeah. I have many friends that live there as well.
Oh. Okay.
What do you do, Steve?
I'm a sports writer.
A sports writer?
Yeah, I write about sport.
Yeah, I kind of, I've got that, yeah.
Oh, come on.
Who do you write for?
I write for the Northampton Chronicle and Echo.
Wow, I didn't realise you were such a prolific sports writer. Do you know what I mean? That's brilliant.
Extremely successful.
And what is your personal choice of football team?
The mighty Northampton.
Right. Is it really, or do you just say that because you write about them?
No, it genuinely is. Right,
okay. I heard you're a Man City fan, is that true?
No. Random.
I'm just making it up. So
Joe Wiley's a fan of Cobblers.
She is indeed. Probably yeah. My famous fan, actually.
So's Colin Murray. He talks it every day on the air. Dun-dun-dun. Thank you. What are you driving?
We're driving a Peugeot 106.
Nice wheels. Let's hear their horn.
Oh! Hey, Roy?
It's a horn of plenty.
It's a horn of plenty. All right, hang on there, Steve.
And on line two, it's contestant number two.
Contestant number two, what's your name and where do you come from?
My name's Paul and I'm from Hemel Hempstead.
Hey! Doesn't matter how much you prep the mallard.
It doesn't, does
they
it?
Just don't listen, do they?
Try.
You know, and you said to me, if you don't do it properly, hi, Chris, my name's Paul, then we'll take the mickey out of you. But I wouldn't do that to you, Paul, sweetheart.
Okay, thank you.
Whereabouts are you from again?
Hemel Hempstead.
Right, that's lovely. Hemel Hempstead.
Where's that?
It's in Hertfordshire, Roy.
Sorry.
Yeah, I drove very close to Hemel there the other day.
Did you?
Did you?
Yeah, I did.
Where was you going?
Well, I was going to Burko, if you really want to know.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah. It's meaningless to everyone else. Well, I went for a couple of drinks on Friday night in Berkhamsted.
Thought you weren't drinking, Chris.
I had two pints of water, smart
okay,
ass.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
All right.
The amount of people that, you know, I pretend it's vodka, but I just don't think it's believable. You know, a pint and all that.
Paul, what are your views on the roundabout system in Hemel Hempstead?
Well, the magic roundabout system,
yeah.
I think it's very easy to work, but a lot of people get confused.
I was in Hemel Hempstead the other day, and I found one particularly confusing where it looked like you should go left, but
yes.
You actually went right.
I know.
Yeah, that's right.
It's a real headache.
One at the bottom of the hill.
Mm.
Yeah, that's called the magic roundabout.
Mm. Cheers, Paul, anyway.
Well, it was nice talking to you.
Okay, lovely. No, we need to find out. Where are you driving?
I'm driving a Transit milk float.
Nice wheels.
Are you a milkman?
I'm covering a milkman's job, yeah, at the moment.
You're covering...
I normally work in the office, but
right.
I've had to come out and do his round.
In the milk office?
Yep. It's just surrounded by milk.
It's made of milk.
Yeah. It's an office made of milk.
Milk.
And,
let's hear the horn, then.
Yeah, thanks, Roy. Let's hear the horn. Oh! Roy!
It's a horn of plenty.
It's a horn of plenty, indeed. Right, are you ready, Paul?
Yeah, I'm ready.
Are you ready, Steve?
I'm ready, mate.
Horns at the ready. Fingers steady. Let's play Car
it's
Park
a horn
Catch
of plenty.
Frizz.
All right, Roy. Hey, a bit giddy today, aren't you? What was that all about?
Sorry.
All right, just, you know what I mean? Just kind of hoping we might just get on with it rather than you milking your part a little bit.
Oh, come on.
Well, anyway, right. Mrs. Fish is in the kitchen and can see next door's cat through the kitchen window. It's a really cheeky cat. It's always sticking its nose into stuff to see what's going on. And Mrs. Fish can see it trying to look through the door of their neighbour's garage. The cat just wants to know what's going on. And look. Oh, watch out, Mr. Cat. No! Oh. Oh, dear. The neighbour's Jeep has just run over the cat. Yeah, the cat's dead. That's terrible. You got squashed under the back wheels of the huge Jeep. It's very sad. But, you know, I suppose that's what you get when you're a bit nosy. You know, you get killed. You know, when you're sticking your nose. Is that, who was that?
It's Paul.
Yes, Paul?
Curiosity killed the cat.
Curiosity killed the cat?
You're right!
I was thinking Steve might come in with Jeep kills kitten. You know.
It's a bit gruesome, that, wasn't it?
Well, it was a little bit, you know, but great description. Real theatre of the mind.
Mm. You just see that Jeep backing over it.
You can see Rolf Harris in there going, he was a lovely little fella. Right, it's one to you, Paul, none to you, Steve.
Let's have another car park catchphrase.
Beautiful little muggy and just lying there now and it's all blood and fur everywhere, and, you know.
Good morning to all cat lovers.
Yeah, here, let's take it to the power wash to get all the cat off the tyre. Unless he changes it, he's going to spare the boot.
I'm now going a bit home and away.
A boot in the ute.
Yeah. Right. Mr. Fish is now on holiday in Morocco. He's out in the desert with a local guide called Baba. Baba's taking him on a guided tour. He's happy to answer any questions that Mr. Fish has got about the country and the people and the climate, those kind of questions. Mr. Fish is very curious about the climate. He's keen to ask Baba about the annual rainfall figures. Does it rain here much? Asks Mr. Fish. No, it doesn't really, says Baba. Never really rains. But when it does, boy oh boy, does it pour down. Blimey. Was that Steve?
It was, mate.
Yes, Steve?
When it rains, it never rains, it pours, or something like that.
Right. All right there, hang on, Paul. What are you saying, Steve?
When it rains, it pours.
Oh, it's good, but it's not right.
Take it, Paul!
That's what I was going to say.
No, you were going to phrase it differently, in the same way the catchphrase is phrased.
When it rains, it pours.
Oh, geez.
No. It's the wrong answer, I'm afraid.
Anybody?
No.
Yes?
It don't rain, it pours.
No. It's the wrong answer, I'm afraid.
No. Okay. It never rains. But it pours. I'll say that again. Was that... Who was that?
It was Steve.
Yes, Steve?
It never rains, but it pours.
It never rains, but it pours.
You're right!
Yay! Right, it's one apiece. It's all to play for. It's the last one. Let's go. Mr. Fish is visiting London Zoo. He's currently in the aviary looking at all the birds. He can see all of the different birds in the huge enclosure. He's noticed something quite interesting about them. He's noticed that all of the birds are sitting in their own group of species. So the budgies are all sat together and the eagles are in another corner. There's budgies and eagles all in the same cage there, Dave. Seems to be that, you know, whatever the bird, you know, whatever, you know, the type of bird, they all kind of just sit together. Was that Paul?
Yeah.
Yes,
all
Paul?
Birds flock together.
What?
All birds flock together.
All birds flock together.
You're very close, but it's not the right answer.
Steve, do you want to take it?
No.
He basically, as Mr. Fish is looking at all these birds of a feather, they all do seem quite literally to flock together. Yes?
Birds flock together.
No, just... I'm banging my head against a wall. Who's that?
It's Paul.
Yes, Paul?
Birds and feather flock together.
You're a winner.
There goes. Right, first of all, Steve.
Yes, mate.
Goodbye. And Paul.
Yep.
Goodbye also, because you're just as thick. I'm sorry, I can't. I just can't. I really, you know... It's too much for me. But Paul will win a copy of Wimbledon, out on DVD to buy or rent. It really is a remarkable movie starring 8 seconds of my voice. Thank you, Roy.
Thank you, Chris. Join us same time next time when we'll be playing another game of Car Park Catchphrase on Radio 1. Say goodbye, Mr. Fish. He's waving.
No, we'll get... Well, I want to play that record.
They both.
Okay, but do you want me to play that first and then end with that?
Yeah.
Okay, you ready? I've got another Brit song to... another Brit classic, Dominic, to play.
Excellent.
Okay, you've got to guess who it is.
David Hasselhoff.
No, shut up. I'm going to give you a mime, right? Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Five star.
What are you... I haven't started, right? Anybody?
Hamlet.
You know what it is, Rach. No? Ready?
Superman.
Right.
Super. Grass.
That's right. I pretended I had my underpants outside my trousers and I was mowing the lawn. Right.
Why would you have your underpants outside of your trousers?
Superman. Obviously not grass.
Oh, I
see. It's 6 minutes to Joe Wiley. Going out. A lot of text messages from people saying, what about Rachel's big news? What about Rachel's big news? We don't have time for it today. Sorry, we'll do it tomorrow. But trust me, it's really not worth waiting for.
You don't know what it is.
I do know what it is. I can guess.
I know what it is.
It's so obvious what it is, Rachel.
Yeah, I know. Yeah?
You finally had the change. Robert.
No, that's not it.
I think it's to
that's
do with
next week.
I think it's sorry. I think it's the explanation as to why you were slightly heavier this week. You know what I'm saying?
I really hope it's the change rather than that.
Preggers plays pop.
Supergrass and Going Out. It's the best British music all day today, plus songs from the playlist. Joe Wiley's next. I love you. Here's McFly.
It's all about you.
Switch it off. The drummer can't be bothered to turn up for the whole song. It's not worth playing. That said, it's a current relief record, so go and buy it. McFly and All About You. Scott Mills is on later, Colin and Edith are on later, and Joe Wiley playing lots of her favourite, lots of the best British music from 10 up next. Okay, coming up, lots of songs that constantly I like. Here's The Jam. Nick Kershaw. And here's a few Spurs songs.
Years of British music on Radio 1.